This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and his NATO counterparts will bid a symbolic farewell to Afghanistan on Monday in their last summit before America winds up its longest forever war and the U.S. military pulls out for good. The meeting is bound to renew questions about whether NATO's most ambitious operation ever was worth it. The 18-year effort cost the United States alone $2.26 trillion, and the price in lives includes more than 2,400 American troops and 1,100 personnel among U.S. allies, according to figures from Brown University. NATO does not keep a record of those who die in its operations. Those casualty figures dwarf Afghan losses, though, which include more than 47,000 civilians, up to 69,000 members of the National Armed Forces and police, and over 51,000 opposition figures. Israel is set to swear in a new government Sunday that will send Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into the opposition after a record 12 years in office and a political crisis that sparked four elections in 2 years. And Naftali Bennett, the head of a small ultra-nationalist party, will take over as prime minister, but if he wants to keep the job, he will have to maintain an unwidely coalition of parties from the political right, left, and center. The eight parties include a small Arab faction that is making history by sitting in the ruling coalition, and they're united in their opposition to Netanyahu and new elections, but agree on little else. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.